Amen. But in the word of the Lord, the Bible teaches us that there is a story that unfolds at the cross of Calvary. It unfolds and Jesus is up on a cross. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter number 27 that the Bible says that when Jesus is dying upon the cross, we look down to the foot of the cross, and the Bible said that there are those that are gambling for his garments. Amen. Can you imagine? Amen. Get that in your mind's eye tonight. The Prince of Glory, the Son of God, that is dying upon the cross, the Savior of all the world, Brother Dwayne, and there at the foot of the cross. Amen, Brother Silvers, within just a few feet of the bleeding Son of God. Amen. There are men that are literally just casting dice for the garments of the Lord, gambling at Golgotha, if you would. You'd say, no, I'd never do that. Amen. I'd never gamble at the cross of Jesus. Amen, friend. Well, let me talk to you tonight that if you've not put your trust in Jesus, amen, if you've not called out on the Lord to be the Savior of your life, amen, you've got the spirit of a gambler tonight. Amen. You're gambling that you don't need Jesus. You're gambling that you don't need the Son of God. Let me preach to you about the gambles that you're making tonight. Hear me, sinner friend. Hear me, dear backslider in the house of God, that God loves you tonight supremely. Amen. Let me tell you, you're gambling. First of all, that Jesus Christ is not coming soon. Amen. There used to be a day when the sinners and the backsliders were worried about the coming of the Lord. They knew that Jesus Christ had went away, but he promised that if I go away, I shall also come again. Can I preach to you tonight, friend, that if I look around at this world, I see it's all coming to a close. I said it's all wrapping up. Hey, sinner friend, you're gambling that Jesus Christ is not coming soon. And friend, that is a gamble that I am not willing to make. You're gambling that hell really isn't as bad as Jesus said that it was. Can I preach to you from God's word tonight? Amen. God's word and his holy writers, they talked about a hell. Amen. Apostle Peter believed in hell. Apostle John, he believed in hell. But Jesus Christ himself preached more about hell than any other writer in the New Testament. Friend, hear me tonight. If you're in this building and you're not saved and you're lost and undone with God, I don't have to finish this message. You can make your way to that altar and let the ruby red blood of Jesus and let the glorious salvation of God bathe your heart in the love of God. Stand up and say, what sins are you talking about? Can the church say amen? How many believe there's power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb? Hallelujah. You say you don't know what I've done. You don't know my name. You don't know who I am, friend. I got news for you. It doesn't matter. I said it doesn't matter. My Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. How many in this house, you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Come on, wave your hand toward heaven tonight. Hallelujah. How many know there's power? I said there's power. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, holy, holy, holy. We've come to a day and an hour, everybody's saved. I'm going to preach to you tonight, and it's not politically correct, but there is only one God. There's only one man. And one mediator between God and men. And it is the man, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The pastor of the largest church in this nation, some 40 some thousand people, went on Larry King Live and said that possibly maybe the Hindus are as saved as the Christians because of the amount of belief that they have. Even though they have put their belief in a false god, because they have enough faith, maybe they are saved. Hear me tonight clearly, friend. I said, if you hear anything, hear this. I said, no, Buddha cannot save you. Oh, no, friend. I said, no, Muhammad cannot save you. And as far as I know where I stand, if the Hindus are saved, if the Muslims are saved, then it's a sham. It's a facade that Christ Jesus had to die on Calvary. But let me tell you tonight, no, Buddha can do it, and Muhammad can do it, but Jesus Christ, I said Jesus Christ, I said he can reach down into the miry pit and pull you up. Friend, you're gambling. You say, I'd never cast dice at Jesus' cross. You got the spirit of a gambler. If you won't come to that altar and bow in prayer, you've got the spirit of a gambler. Your gambling hell is not as bad as the Bible says that it is. But your Bible says that it's outer darkness, weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. Matter of fact, Jesus said, to avoid that eternal damnation, if you've got to take out an eye, if you got to cut off a hand, if you got to lose a foot, it'd be better than going into eternity lost without God. You're gambling. But you're not going to die today. You're gambling. But I'm going to tell you tonight, there is not a person in this building that has the guarantee of life tomorrow. You say, I'm healthy. I'm strong. Life insurance. How many in this building have life insurance? Let me see you. Lift your hand tonight. None of us are planning on cashing in anytime soon. Told them last night, joking with some of them, Brother Pageant, if I die a suspicious death, somebody call, get an autopsy. Because I'm worth more dead than alive, and make sure my wife didn't find out about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I've got it just in case, but I'm planning on living a long time. But I have no guarantee of tomorrow. Absolutely no guarantee that I might not drop dead before I go to bed this evening. And friend, if I was a sinner, that thought would get me up off that seat, and it would get me to the altar, and I'd beg God, I'd plead with God, I'd say, God, save me. God, would you wash me in the blood of Jesus? You're gambling. Gambling. You're not going to die today. But you and I don't have that promise, do we? Oh, I've preached a lot of funerals. Too many. Over 100 in my short ministry. 51 elders out of my church. But I've also preached funerals that were little white boxes of children. Oh, God. I also preached a funeral of a teenage girl that died on a four-wheeler accident. Preached a funeral of a suicide victim. We were in revival, and on Wednesday night of that revival, David Sharp was at my altar in prayer. The only time I ever prayed with him. He had left his wife and was living with his girlfriend. He wanted to start his life over. He went home and spent the night with his mother. The next day he went over to the girlfriend's house, told her what had happened, what he was doing. Went into the bedroom, packed his things. She tried to talk him out of it. He had his mind made up. I'm starting my life with God. She went into the living room to wait on him to say goodbye. And somewhere between the time that he zipped that suitcase shut and walked out of that apartment, went into a closet, picked up a loaded 12-gauge shotgun, pulled the trigger, went out into eternity, and less than 24 hours before that, he was at my altar trying to beg God to save him. Oh, can I preach to somebody tonight that when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Can I preach to you tonight that the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die? Can I preach to you tonight that the wages of sin is death? But may I also preach that the gift of God is eternal life? Can I also preach that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son? Yes, the devil comes as a thief. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Friend, you're gambling. 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 I've been preaching to a backslider for the last few months on Sunday mornings. I cannot get him off of his seat and into the altar. I'll call him. I'll send him a text. He's got every intention. You hear me? He's got every intention of coming to that altar someday. 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 But friend, you and I both know we've heard way too many stories where someday never came, where someday it never happened. Don't it let it be you tonight, friend. Amen. The Spirit of God, he drew these into the altars. Would you let him draw you right now? Can I cast this gospel net? I said, can I throw out the lifeline? Can I one more time give you an invitation and say, come on? I say, come on. It doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter who you are. I said, come on. It's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood. What can wash away my sins? I say nothing. I say nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, come on, church, lift your hands. Lift your hands toward heaven. Hallelujah. Somebody get ready on that music. Somebody get ready tonight. I want to cast this net right now. Come on. I say, come on. Right now, I say right now, you wanted to pray earlier. The Spirit of God spoke to you earlier. You should have already been at this altar. Come on right now. You say, I can't live with Jesus. I can't live without him, brother. I can't live without him. Maybe you walked away from him. Come on right now. Come on right now. You say, it can't happen. Oh yeah, it can happen. Jesus told a story about a daddy that had a couple of boys. And the one boy, Brother Darrell said, give me my money. I'm going to have a good time. Didn't take very long. All the money was gone, and you know the story. But in the midst of a hog pen, broken, friendless, missing the father's house, that old boy said, I'm going to change my mind. I'm turning this thing around. The devil has taken me far enough. I know my way back to the Father's house. I might be broke. I might not have any friends. The party might be over. I might look muddy and dirty. But I'm going. I said, I'm going. I'm going. Oh, Itarabo Shanda. I said, I'm going. Amen. Somebody back here, follow me. I say, somebody back here, let me lead you to the Father's house. I say, somebody back here, I say, come on. I know the way. It's clear. I say, make way, boys. Make way. There's some prodigals. And Itarabo Shanda. Hallelujah. I say, come on. I say, come on. The devil is a liar. Come on. You say, I don't know all about all that. Friend, all you need to know is this. We're going to die someday. And we're going to heaven or hell. And the only way to stay out of hell and to get into heaven is through the man on the cross in the middle. That said, Father, forgive them, for I know not, for they know not what they do. That's all that you need to know. Jesus. Jesus has his hand stretched out. I said, is this all? I said, is this all? I said, is this everybody? Hallelujah. I got to feel there's some more young folks. I got a spirit just hadn't lifted yet. Amen. I'm just, what about a young man? Hallelujah. What about it? I say, what about it? Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. One trip. I say, one trip. One trip to that altar. Come on. I tell you what's going to happen. He's going to wash your sins away. Going to write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't let the devil make you a gambler. Hey, Jesus is coming. I said, Jesus is coming. Hell's real. Hell's hot, friend. Oh, come on, church, pray with me. Come on, pray with me. We got a few more, I believe, we need to birth into the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'll take Jesus.
Come on. You say, you don't know me. You're right, I don't know you. You say, you don't know what I've done. You're right, I don't, and it doesn't matter.
I tried those worldly
Come on.
Pleasures.
It's Jesus.
And they failed.
Come on. It's Jesus. You say, I'm all right. No, you're not. You're worried about it. You say, I got peace. No, you don't, friend. You're troubled about it.
Me or the world, my child, which one did you take?
That could have already been you right up there.
I'll take Jesus.
That could have already been you.
I'll take
What about a young lady? What about
I tried those
it? I just feel like there's a handful back here.
And they
Hallelujah.
Failed.
I just feel like there's more. Hallelujah.
When you
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And hear the Master say,
would it make a difference?
Me or the world, my child.
Would it make a difference?
Which ones
if you
did
knew
you take?
Today was your last day? Would it make a difference? Would it change your mindset? Would it change how you think about things? What if I told you only had 10 seconds left? You say, well, we got more than that. I don't know if we do or not. But if you looked and saw that clock starting to move down to 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, would it make a difference? Would it change you? Would you find it easier to get up off that seat? I tell you, I'd move. I'd make my way to that altar. You say, I don't feel God. I'd beg God to feel him. I'd do something. I wouldn't sit there and let the devil drag me to hell. 5, 4, 3, 2. Would it make a difference? Then come on. Come with me. Come on, let's make one trip. Come on. Let's make one trip. Hallelujah.
Oh, I'll take Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'll take Jesus.
I see you, Brother Bridges. I see you, Brother Dean. What are you telling them to do?
Yes, come on. Praise God.
Do you hear them? Come on, they want you. Come on, they want you. Right now, this is the last pass. And I'm going, I'm closing. Are you ready? Are you ready, sir? Are you ready? Are you ready? This is it. This is it. Are you ready? Call it all. This is the final time. Are you ready? He's calling. He's calling. He's calling. The way's clear. Come on. Stand with me all over the building if you would. Thank you for your reverence tonight. Anybody coming with me? Come on. Don't be a gambler. Come on. Don't be a gambler. Jesus is coming. Hell's real. Come on.
And they fail.
Come on. Come on.
When you see.
Come on. There's another one. I said there's another one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sin's got to turn loose. Thank God for the blood.
Which one did you take? Oh, I'll take Jesus.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Yes, I'll take Jesus. I've tried those worldly treasures.
Hallelujah.
And they failed.
Come on.
When you see the gates of heaven.
Church, I'm inviting you into the altar right now. Come on, church. Come on, people of God. If there's a sinner standing by, invite them to the altar right now. Come on, let's gather in tonight. Let's thank God for these souls. Let's thank God for these souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'd like to be saved, come on. Come on. There's still time. Come on. There's still room. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight's your night. Come on, tonight. God's calling you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Spirit of the living God. I said it's the blood of Jesus Christ. It'll wash us clean and make us whole. Oh, thank God. Come on. Let's have an altar service. Come on.
I've tried. Hallelujah. Those worldly
come on, church, lift your hands toward heaven. Let's begin to worship the Lord of glory. Come
when
on, let's begin to worship the Lord of glory.
Of heaven, and you hear the Hallelujah. Say, me or the world, my child.
Hallelujah.
This one did you take? I have to sign up all Jesus.